Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, how about a little good news? I'm up for some good news. We have a little good news. Comes out of Florida. That's amazing that any good news comes out of Florida with DeSantis as governor. But some good news happened in Florida yesterday. A federal judge, now this is not just a state judge, it's a federal judge that has federal implications. He has stopped, enjoined, halted DeSantis' voting laws they just passed that were discriminatory and made it harder for people, especially African-American people, people in poorer districts, students, urban people, from voting. Which laws did he stop? Which laws did he enjoin? The first one was reducing the number of drop boxes. That is a holy grail of Republican voter suppression. It's happening all over the country. Some states have eliminated them. In Atlanta, they eliminate drop boxes because there's a lot of Democratic votes in Atlanta. That's in Georgia, but we're talking Florida. In Florida, the judge stopped it. But what happened would be there would be a certain number of drop boxes for absentee ballots. There'd be one right outside or inside of City Hall, some major libraries, police stations, secure places. What would happen is you get an absentee ballot, and let's say you're a mom, single mom with two small kids. You can't just leave them to go vote. Yeah, maybe you can get a neighbor. Maybe you have a sister. Maybe you have somebody who can do it, but maybe you don't. And some people are just leaving them alone and running down to the polls, and then they're finding that there's a seven-hour wait because the Republicans have reduced the number of voting machines. So you get an absentee ballot, and you put it in a drop box. The Republicans are betting that Democratic voters use drop boxes more than Republicans, and that might be true, although I will tell you that in rural areas, there are a lot of people that use drop boxes in counties that have gone Republican. So they better beware what they wish for. But in any event, the judge stopped there reducing the number of drop boxes and leaving it at prior levels at secure places, police stations, libraries, City Hall, and not just saying, I mean, some of these, Phoenix, Arizona, and remember, they have a Republican majority. They have a gerrymandered legislature, and they have a Republican governor, and they had actually originally passed a law that said all of Phoenix would have one voting location. Phoenix has millions of people. You think Milwaukee's big? Milwaukee has just under 600,000 people. The Milwaukee County, probably a million. And the metro area, obviously more than that. That's peanuts compared to Phoenix. And they were going to have one voting location? Can you imagine in Wisconsin? In Milwaukee, have one voting location downtown for everybody? That's what Phoenix did, and of course they stopped it. The Republican Party doesn't want people to vote. The second law that this Florida judge stopped was a law that made it harder for third-party people to collect ballots and either put them in the post office or deliver them to City Hall. Now, what's that all about? I'll give you the best example. It was in Arizona on the Navajo Indian reservations. You know, we have an indigenous population here in Wisconsin. It's a great one. You know, we have the Potawatomi, we have the Chippewa, we have just many of them, Ho-Chunk, just, you know, originally the Winnebago. But in Arizona, they have really quite a few on the Navajo reservations. Now, the Navajo reservation, where a lot of the indigenous people live, is something like 40 miles from a post office, 40. What you have is you have some postal worker come and deliver mail once a week. And what you do is around election time, you have somebody from the tribe, somebody will come by and they'll say, we're making a run, our daily run, 40 miles to the post office. You have anything to mail? And you might hand them a birthday card for your niece. You might hand them a couple of bills that you're paying, and you might hand them your absentee ballot. They would collect these in a big sack, take them 40 miles, because a lot of people on the reservation don't have a car, and they'd put them in the mailbox. In Arizona, they passed a law that that's a felony, that if you take someone else's ballots, even if they give it to you personally and hand it over to a post office, you can go to prison. That's Arizona. Well, there's a lot of people on that Navajo reservation who cannot afford a car, and there's some that don't know how to drive a car. And if you say 40 miles, it might as well be 40 miles in the 19th century. You know, saddle up a horse and get a fresh horse when you get to 20 miles. This is solely done to cut down the Indian vote. In Florida, it's somewhat similar. What you have is, you have souls to the polls in some African-American churches on Sunday. It's typically, obviously, in Atlanta, Georgia. You've heard about it in Atlanta, Georgia, but it's in Florida as well. It's festive. There's a terrific service. And then there's a lunch down in the basement of the church. And then people fill out their absentee ballots. And the minister or somebody will take them to the post office. Now, that would be a felony, according to DeSantis. You know, that would be a felony. And you can say, okay, well, these guys can all go down there individually. Yeah, they can. Not all of them have cars. Not all of them have cars. Not all of them still have their driver's license. Not all of them are going to wait for public transportation. A lot of them take buses and so forth and a transfer to get downtown. And the third thing that this, so the judge put a stop to that. He said, no, you're not going to send people to prison for the minister collecting ballots from his church members. And the third thing that the judge stopped was, and this was true in Georgia too, felony in Florida to give water or food to people in line to vote or help them, like bring them a chair to sit on if it's a 7-hour wait in the voting line because the Republicans put too few voting machines in and two of them mysteriously crash. Say you're a pregnant woman, you're eight months pregnant and you're standing in line to vote. It's hot in Florida, perhaps it's hot in Atlanta, Georgia sometimes. You can't sit down. If you leave the line, you lose your place. So volunteers come by and say, can I give you some water? Yeah, thank you. You give them a little water, a cup of water. Or here's a chair. Sit in that for a while, you know, like a lawn chair type thing, and carry it along with you. What if you're a 90-year-old woman? You can't stand for that many hours. You can't stand. What if you just had surgery? What if you're somebody who had a leg amputated or somebody who has other kinds of disabilities? Felony, according to the Republicans, to assist them in any way, that it's somehow suspect what they are doing, that somehow you are enabling criminality, the criminality being voting. This judge unloaded. This judge is a good judge. He unloaded. He said, that's all unconstitutional. It's all directed to the most vulnerable populations out. And then you know what he did? He blasted the U.S. Supreme Court. And he said, you know, in the past, they have upheld things. Nothing that is as precise as this. So he was able to do this ruling. However, that's going to get a lot of attention. Good for him. Good for him. The Republican Party has marginalized voting to make it look like criminal activity. And if you enable it, you have committed a felony. I can't put it any more bluntly than that. This judge in Florida stood up to it. He stood up to it. And as a result, a lot more people will vote. But these are specifically targeted to the most vulnerable people in population, not just by race, but by handicap and a lot of other things. And it's time that we put a stop to it. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.